don't think you have to look no further, because I'm right here, and I'm ready to do all the things your man needs to do.
Tell me what kind of man would treat his woman so cold, treat you like you're nothing when you're worth more than gold. Girl, to me you're like a diamond, I love the way you shine. $100 million treasure, I'd give the world to make you mine. I'll put a string of pearls right in your hand, make love on a beach of just black sand. I'll fight in the rain, we can do it all night. I'll touch all the places he would not.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvet. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening on the evening cruise. It is 9 minutes after the hour. Our next song coming up is coming from Vesta Williams, and it is entitled Congratulations.
Just thinking about you, wondering if you wear the same cologne. Smell good on you. next boyfriend of mine try that same kind. But it stunk on him, though. You know what they say, everything ain't for everybody. But I tried anyway. You sure did smell good. Massive thing down. of me to think that you could ever really want me to. How I love you. You're just a lover to score. I know that I should be looking for more. What could it be in you I see? What could it be? Oh,
together, can I get it together? Then we make up. Well, get it together, nigga, get it together. Kinda lucky I was in her shadow. Phone call from my sister, what's the matter? She said, oh no, baby, you gotta leave. I'm on the kitchen floor. He took the keys. I was mad at everybody. I mean everybody. Everybody. 5 years later, I got my shit down pat. Think I had it good, and they don't know how bad. Fooled everybody except myself. Soaking in the dirt, bathing in the dirt. Dirty laundry, this dirty laundry. Let's do this dirty laundry. Thought it could get no worse as we maximize the drama. Started to call them people on him. I was battered. He hit in the window like it was me until it shattered. He pulled me out, he said, don't nobody love you but me. Not your mama, not your daddy, and especially not me. He turned me against my sister. I missed you. Let's do this dirty laundry, this dirty laundry.
Good evening, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 28 minutes after the hour. At this time, we'd like to acknowledge the ones who are celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary or an announcement or a new engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song, and the next song that you will hear will be coming from Sunshine Anderson, entitled Heard It All Before.
Thank you. baby. Let me explain to you, I'm saying.
What you saying?
It's not even like that.
It wasn't like that, but I saw you.
Baby, I don't love her.
You don't love me? You know what? I don't even want
to
talk.
She don't mean nothing to me.
I don't
want to
see your face.
She was just telling me.
I just want to see you walking through that
baby,
door. Don't. There ain't nothing else to
why
say.
Why we gotta do it like this? Baby.
Damn.
Come home late. It seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder. Thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear. So if you want some loving, I suggest you go back there. Where you came from. Day to day with you, it's always something else. Working my nerve. God knows that I don't deserve what you put me through. Cause I've been so true to you. For you to come at me with another.
Let's just call him up. Call him, baby.
Everyone, you are tuning into the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kale. It is 10 minutes before the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for our comedy break, and it's coming from featured comedian Vong Sundara.
Fresh fruit. And last year, I marched with my all-gay, all-Asian curling team, Rice on Ice. But this year is going to be super cool, because I'm actually marching with my brand new volleyball team, the Super Power Bottom. And you know, I swear to God, you think I'm making this up, but it's real. But, you know, it's not just a volleyball team, but it's important to me because it's a very awesome social cause. And, like, sort of before I get into and explain, I should, you know, I'm worried I'm getting too ahead of myself, and I should explain what a bottom is. there might be straight people in the room. So anyway, to me, bottoming is like Christmas. Some people like to give. And some people like to receive. And so bottom likes to receive. of course. And that's as deep as I'll go. I'll leave it up to your straight imagination. And okay, so this all started when I joined the Toronto Gay Volleyball League, and I was noticing that when somebody lost, people would call them bottoms, like it was an insult or something. And there's so much bottom disrespect, like I overhear people saying, it's true, it's so much disrespect. I overheard this one guy saying, like, I'm only bottom when I'm high on crack. I'm like, bottoming is not something to be ashamed of. It takes a lot of hard work and preparation. And so it's really important for me and my team to represent and to set a good example and spread the message of bottom pride. And you know, so when I first started going to the volleyballers, telling them I wanted to start this team, I had so much difficulty putting the roster together. Because, you know, most of them were like too bush or whatever to be part of a team called Super Power Bottom. Like, even one of my best friends was like, Bob, I'd love to join, but I'm not a bottom, I'm versatile. And I'm like, dude, okay. Just because one night you took home a boy so nelly, that he forced you to stick it up his ass, does not make you versatile. Okay? Like being cock raped by his loose twink ass does not count. So, anyway, I couldn't find a volleyballer, so I actually expanded my search across the entire gay community, whether they play volleyball or not. So I actually ended up being the only person who had ever played volleyball competitively before. And, you know, so after the roster was complete, our first major goal was to design our uniform. And so we chose to go in yellow shirts with bright red lettering and chocolate brown shorts. In a color scheme my friends like to call bottoming gone wrong. Hey, I just even called it, I like it dirty, I call it bottoming gone right. It has a logo that says Super Powers and Bottoms. And then on the back, it had our individual names. But instead of using our real names, we decided to each choose a superhero bottom name. And so my name was Hop on Top. It was a good decision, and it rhymed. And you know, at first the names were kind of sweet and cheap like that, right? Like we had a guy named Sweet Cheek, another guy named Sunny Side Up. But then it almost became like a race to out-nasty each other with the rest of the names. Like, so the next player called himself Black Hole. And then we had a player called Sticky Buns. But then we all got out nasty by our hot farmer bottom, who called himself Cum Dumpster. And you know, we just had to give it up to him. We're like, okay, you beat us. We cannot out nasty that. And you know, we actually had a lot of fun staying together, but there was a little bit of team drama. As you know, there can be drama in teams sometimes. Because just last week, my team found out that I was keeping a secret from them. And they found out that I actually haven't bottomed since they moved to Toronto a year and a half ago. I know, it's not even that I don't want a bottom, it's that I'm just really terrible at random sex. Like, really, random sex is terrible. And so, my last relationship was before I moved here. And so, like, I don't even know why, like, I don't even look down on hoes. Like, I really could be a better hoe. I really do. Like, I try my hardest. It's like, I'm walking around with a shirt that says super power bottles on the front, top on top on the back. Like, I don't know what more I have to do. Like, to so anyway, my team was so disappointed. They gave me an ultimatum. They're like, Gong, you cannot captain us unless you can get it up your ass. And so knowing how terrible I am at random hookups, they set me up with somebody. And so, okay, I was over at his house and whatever, and he's like trying to stick it in. And it just wasn't working, it was too tight or whatever, right? And so, you know, he was starting to lose hope. I was like, no, you do not get to stop. Like, we are going to get it in. Like, they are going to keep me on the fucking team. Okay? Like, we need to find a way. But after a few hours, we ran out of room. And we finally had to give up. And then that's when I got desperate. So I was like, okay, let's make a deal. Couldn't we just lie and tell people that you're like pumping me up the ass all night? No, like I have to build my bottom credibility before I go back to my team, right? And so she just looked at me in disgust and laughed. So I have to go back to my team with my head held down in shame. And they're like, Vaughn, we can't believe you couldn't even get it in. We tried to start you off easy. Like, give me a 7 inches. We were being mean to you and gave you some candy and corn pop, but we were being nice. And they're like, you know, I don't know, like, I wouldn't even be in this situation, except for, you know, if I wasn't single. But whatever, right, I'm just really picky about the people that I date. And so my team was like, you know, it's not good to be so choosy. Like, it's not good to be that superficial. Look fake. I won't tell you how little space, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Ugly people get uglier. You have to start out while they're hot and give them a little bit of a cushion. I will not apologize for not dating ugly people. If I wanted to go with somebody who repulsed me sexually, I would date a girl.
Night away, it's morning. I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing. You know, I've got a new lady now, and it's a little different than it was when I was with you. You know, I think back to when we met, the way I used to be and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love and sensitivity. Remember when I used to. You know, it's funny how a man can change so quickly from a cold-blooded person thinking he's God's gift to women. Remember how I used to do that? I must have been crazy then. Remember when you used to. I guess I think we both say a little too much today. After all, Chief, you're kind of with somebody. I'm kind of living with somebody. But please do me a favor just before you go. Just put your arms around me and hold me like you used to.
Hello, I'm Charles Radcliffe at the United Nations. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights opens with the immortal words, "All human beings are born free and equal." And yet around the world, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex people are harassed, attacked, imprisoned, and treated in a discriminatory manner. For many, the promise of the Universal Declaration rings hollow. They feel anything but free and equal. In 2010, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and High Commissioner for Human Rights Navi Pillay launched a global appeal for the decriminalization of homosexuality and for further measures to end homophobic violence and discrimination. Since then, we've seen the adoption of the first ever UN resolution on the issue, the first official UN report, and the first formal intergovernmental debate. After a long period of denial, a dialogue among states is at last unfolding at the United Nations. A lid has been lifted. Now, this is an issue where the politics are shifting fast. In 2005, when a statement expressing concern at violations against LGBT people was first circulated at the United Nations, 32 countries signed it. Within a year, that number had grown to 54. By 2008, it had increased to 67. And by 2011, to 85 states from all regions. Even so, deep divisions remain. And it's the same objections that come up again and again. First, that LGBT people are somehow asking for new rights or special rights. The fact is that the rights being demanded are neither new nor special. They are age-old and universal. They're exactly the same rights that we're all entitled to. Among them, the right to life, personal security, privacy, health, education, to freedom from discrimination, and freedom of expression, association, and assembly. So no new rights needed, just proper enforcement of existing ones. Second, some say that because human rights treaties don't explicitly mention homophobic discrimination, that states have no legal obligation to tackle it. But international law requires states to protect the rights of everyone, without distinction. There's no fine print, no hidden exemption clause in any of our international human rights treaties that would permit a state to guarantee full rights to some, but withhold them from others, purely on the basis of their sexual orientation or their gender identity. Third, there is the view that sexual orientation and gender identity are somehow Western concepts that are being unfairly imposed on unwilling nations. But sexual orientation and gender identity are no more Western than racial identity or disability or age are Western. We all have a sexual orientation and a gender identity, whether we talk about it or not. It's part of our makeup as human beings. In fact, if anything can be traced to the West, it's the existence of many criminal laws that are used to prosecute and punish people on the basis of their sexual orientation and gender identity. These laws, that are still in place in some 76 countries, were in most cases imposed in the 19th century by the colonial powers of the day. They're relics of a bygone age. Perhaps the most common objection we hear is that same-sex relationships run counter to religious teachings and to prevailing traditional and cultural values in many societies. Now, it'd be wrong to underestimate the importance of tradition, culture, and religion in shaping society, but they're not monolithic, nor can they override individual freedoms. The collective, however united, cannot impose its shared traditions, culture, and religious beliefs on an individual against his or her wishes. Take religion. Freedom of religion is a fundamental right. It's anchored in international law. People are fully entitled to believe and to follow in their own lives whatever religious teachings they choose. What's more, they're entitled to protection from discrimination on the basis of their religious beliefs. But they're not entitled to discriminate against others whose views and values differ from their own. This is not the first time that tradition, culture, and religion have been used as a pretext for denying people equal rights. Slavery, child marriage, marital rape, honor killings, the denial of property and inheritance rights to women, female genital mutilation, all of these have been defended in their time on grounds of tradition, culture, or religion. In this case, the conflict between the rights of LGBT people on the one hand and culture, tradition, and religion on the other is a false one. The protection of one need not be at the expense of the other. The key is to bring the debate back to the rights of individuals, including the right to define their own values, beliefs, and culture for themselves. And we still have a long way to go to end violence and discrimination against LGBT people. The debate here at the United Nations is just starting. To be meaningful, it must be informed by the facts. And that requires violations to be systematically monitored, documented, and reported. The same level of scrutiny should apply to these violations as to all others. This is a great human rights cause, on a par with earlier struggles to eliminate other kinds of prejudice and discrimination. Overcoming resistance, countering prejudice, convincing governments to step up and protect LGBT people. None of this will be easy, but the defense of basic rights demands nothing less of us. Thank you.
Welcome to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. We ask that you do not text while driving to ride safely to your destination. Our next song coming up is coming from Peggy Scott, and it's entitled Bill.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as always, it's been great, but the time has come for me to move on. Now, just in case any of you ladies out there find yourself in a peculiar situation, I want to leave this with you, the bomb. Listen.
felt inside when I found out the man I loved loved another guy. We were at a party, oh, to have a little fun. But when I looked around, my man was missing. I walked outside, I couldn't believe my eyes.
We could do it all through the week. like it.
No, I'm on my knees like
don't get it missed.
Yeah.
I'll pull these jewels from the hood, then turn around and pull these bougie dudes. And we eat that blue on blue and shit. I got my own loot. I'm not an opportunist to bust a nut.
That's why the fuck I be doing this.
Hello, boy.
I am stuck like the glue to this. Caramel color cap, brown eyes, homie, who is this? I am in pursuit of this. Wait, stop the tape, homie. You should be pursuing this. Laugh, that ass is a lunatic. With that head game, I keep a lump in my cheek. And it looks like a tumor did.
Oh, yeah.
Keep a smile on his face like a tumor red.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, they're chewing it. But I dare not, dare not ruin it.
No, no.
I wanna keep you round, I wanna keep on doing this.
Hello, boy. What you wanna do to me?
How long you wanna do it for?
We could do it all through the week.
This team is coming off your jeans.
I can feel the heat.
Pleasure is all mine. Yeah, nice to meet.
Hello, boy. What you wanna do to me?
How long you wanna do it for?
We could do it all through the week.
The steam is coming off your jeans.
I can feel the heat.
Pleasure is all mine. Yeah, nice to meet.
I'm trying to reach my peak.
Speak not if you're not speaking that beat to get me in between the sheets.
Three is a lot. Three is company.
Don't even bring up Minaj. I think that one is just enough for me.
We in here wrestling. We're gonna need a referee.
Homie going hard.
Homie getting rough with me.
This dude is not just trying to cut. He's trying to butcher me.
I'm coming hard like my
please stop touching me.
I need a second. Catch my breath and norepinephrine. Level beyond any one of your reference.
Layman terms, that's a hell of an erection.
Hell of a pillowcase
session.
Sex is a weapon, they called a reverend. I'm sending homies to heaven by way of my bedroom.
He stumbles out like he suffers from a head wound.
Barely know what happened, barely knows what I said to
you. Hello, boy, what you wanna do to me?
How long you wanna do it for?
We could do it all through the week.
The steam is coming off your jeans.
I can feel the heat.
Pleasure is all mine, yeah, nice to meet.
Hello, boy, what you wanna do to me?
How long you wanna do it for?
We could do it all through the week.
The steam is coming off your jeans.
I can feel the heat.
Pleasure is all mine, yeah, nice to meet.
Hello, boy, what you wanna do to me?
How long you wanna do it for?
We could do it all through the week.
The steam is coming off your jeans.
I can feel the heat.
Pleasure is all mine, yeah, nice to meet.
Hello, boy, what you wanna do to me?
How long you wanna do it for?
We could do it all through the week.
The steam is coming off your jeans.
I can feel the heat.
Pleasure is all mine, yeah, nice to meet.
Been around a lot of crooks. That's why the girl's so gutter with a model look. Frontin' like she leaning on them, robbing and scheming on them. In actuality, they beat it, so she creeping off them. Double cross the force, yeah, she get it, how she get it. She used to raw, too far, with credit cards and shit. On levels that only cater to paper chasers. These major niggas hate her, tried to chase her to erase her, never face her. You know she know niggas is mad before you knew it. Her money ripped from her wallet to a duffel bag. Put out a contract and said they best murder her. But I figured her as she left her breakfast with a message. Involved in crimes like A, except she thinks she gotta look back. Hindsight, me and her was like two peas in a pod. Did my thing under her wing, but then all turned into a day. She make 100 plans to take 100 grand. The type of chick that'd kill just to see a couple mil.
Ain't young for real.
She get what she want from niggas and she pill. If they cop them, best she selling them. Bodies dropping, she catching them. Niggas say they hungry, don't believe it. They not eating, don't need reason. She'll break even if that means a little cheating. She said the stash in the shoe. But that's play money, white dudes on top of each other, she want that gay money.
I keep the streets on me. the bit, I stayed around her, even though she was a grimy crook. She had the boy doing numbers like I had him hooked. Upper niggas dissing, her dough was going by the foot. She ain't like the rest of food, she ain't do it by the foot. No casino, life's a gamble for them C-notes. So every time she got a one, they followed by two zeros. Knick knack, paddy whack, six stacks back to back. She toss it in a circle like a hacky sack. Then they got the message, but it's basic and it's simple. Rush it off from being threatened, they just popped up like a pimple. She took her last breath, last step. Nothing left, drop her in the fast death.
I can't buy food when you feel my heat. All you dumb bitches better back up, better flee. Keep the streets empty from me. Keep the streets empty from me. When you hear my door, better lock the door. If I catch you on the corner, then I should go. Keep the streets empty from me.
Safe for any of y'all niggas to get up out the hood. Shit, I'm with you. I ain't mad at you. Got nothing but love for you. Do your thing, boy. Yeah. All the homies that I ain't talked to in a while, I'ma send this one out for y'all. Know what I mean? Cause I ain't mad at you. Heard y'all tearing up shit out there. Kicking up dust. Giving a motherfuck. Yeah, nigga. I ain't mad at you. Now we was once two niggas of the same kind, quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still roll. Got stressed to YA and hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry curl, didn't quite learn. On the block with your Glock, tripping off Sherm. Collect calls to the tilt, saying how you changed. Oh, you a Muslim now, no more dope game. Heard you might be coming home, just got bail. Wanna go to the mosque, don't wanna chase tail. It seems I lost my little homie, he's a changed man. Hit the pen and now no sinning, it's the game plan. When I talk about money, all you see is the struggle. When I tell you I'm living large, you tell me it's struggle. Congratulations on the wedding. I hope your wife knows she got a player for life. And that's no bullshitting. I know we grew apart, you probably don't remember. I used to be for your sister, but never went a bender. And I can see us after school, we bomb on the first motherfucker with the wrong shit on. Now the whole shit's changed, and we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme, and you ain't even with it. Knew in my heart you was the same motherfucker that go toe to toe when it's time for war, you gotta pump it back. And I can't even trip, cause I'm just laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, then go ahead, cause I ain't mad at you. Mad at you. And cousins fighting, playing dozens, old neighborhood buzzing, knowing that we buzz it. Used to catch us on the roof or behind the stairs. I'm getting ripped and I reminisce on all the time we said. Besides bumping and grinding, wasn't nothing on our mind. In time, we learned to live a life of crime. We grind us back to a time was much too young enough. I caught a felony loving the way the gun blow. And even though we separated, you said that you wait. Don't get nobody no cookie while I be locked up safe. I kiss my mama goodbye. Wipe the tears from my lonely eye. Said I'll return, but I gotta fight to fix the ride. Don't shed a tear, cause mama, I ain't happy here. I've been trying, no more smiles for a couple of years. They got me going mad. I'm knocking busters on their backs in my cell. Picking hell, I know one day I'll be back. As soon as I touch down, I told my girl I'll be there. So prepare to get fucked down. down, he went from nothing to lot. 10 carats to rock. Went from a nobody nigga to the big man on the block. He's Mr. Local Celebrity, addicted to moving key, most hated by enemies, escaping the luxury. See, first you was our nigga, but you made it, so the choice is made. Now we gotta slay you while you faint. In the younger days, so full of pain when the weapons blaze. Getting so high off that bomb, hoping we make it to the better days. Cause rhyme pays, and in time, you'll find a rhyme ablaze. You'll feel the fire from the niggas in my younger days. So many changed on me, so many try to plot. But I keep a block beside my head, when will it stop? Tell God, return me to my essence. Cause even as an adolescent, I refuse to be a convalescent. So many questions, and they ask me if I'm still down. I moved up out of the ghetto, so I ain't real now. They got so much to say, but I'm just laughing at you. Niggas just don't know, but I ain't mad at you.
Sweet, 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 know, I want y'all to just sit back and think for a second, yeah? You know what I mean? Now, there's a lot of haters out there hating on people, relationships, and stuff. Don't nobody want to see you happy. They always trying to take your joy and bring you down. But you gotta be the one to sit by your mate and say, I'ma be with you no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, I did wrong, you did wrong too. You know what I'm saying? But we gotta put up with these other shit. The easiest thing to do is leave. You did. Anyway, check this out. Yeah.
My body.
I feel it all.